It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Thursday, USDA released their June crop production supply and demand estimate. We've already talked about how the report was a little bit friendly on the wheat order. Today, we'll talk about what it was for corn. We'll do that after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the June crop production report for corn was, as far as the U.S. numbers were concerned, was considered to be neutral at best. What we did see was USDA came in on old crop numbers and made some adjustments to the demand side. We did also see an increase in imports of 3 million bushels, but we saw 25 million bushels leave the ethanol side of the equation and go into the export side of the equation. The net result was stocks increased by 3 million bushels, putting them at 21.45 billion. Pretty comfortable stocks as far as old crop is concerned. That was 1 million bushel above expectations and just a little bit, you know, neutral and a little negative as far as the market was concerned. On the new crop side, USDA came in and made no changes. That left stocks at up the 3 million bushels, mainly because of the beginning in stocks increasing that much. That put stocks at 1.96 billion bushels, which was 14 million above expectations because the trade was looking for USDA to come in and make some adjustments on the demand side, but they didn't. Where the negative news came in as far as US or as far as the corn numbers were concerned was in the world numbers. USDA put the ending stocks estimate for world at 281.2 million metric ton. That was up 2.7 from expectations and up 3.7 from the previous month. So we did see a pretty good increase as far as stocks were concerned. And a lot of that came from the South America. Argentina's production was increased by 2 million metric ton. Brazil's was increased by 3 million metric ton. We did see Mexico's production drop by 700,000 metric ton, where we also saw their imports increase by that same amount. So overall, the numbers were a little bit negative when you look at the world side of things, mainly because of the increase in Argentina and Brazil. But the kicker about that is a lot of that corn is going to be used domestically. It won't hit the export market. So that was one of the things that was a little bit hidden behind the numbers. Right now, it does look like the stocks-to-use ratio for corn, as far as the world is concerned, is going to be at a 14-year low. So even though we're producing more corn, the demand is there for corn. Right now, we have no threatening weather. That's adding a little bit of pressure into the marketplace.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.